Welcome back to MGM Market Abilities, where we learn, develop, and launch.
Yeah.
Basically helping you grow your business so that you can make more money, make more impact, and I don't know, grow an audience.
We're just going to take you to school, man, like marketing school, because that is so important. People don't realize you need a daily dose. You know, you, not that you have to do it yourself, but you need to understand marketing is such an important part of your business. If you don't do it, you might as well buy those going out of business sale, you know, signs.
100%.
Yeah. But you just need that little bit so you can feel like you're staying competitive.
Yeah.
Understand the team that you need to go get to remain competitive and be able to offer a little bit of insight.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's like you can have the best product in the world, but if no one knows you exist, then you won't grow or
Correct.
No one's going to know and use you, and then it was all pointless.
And what a shame, because it's such a great product. It's such a great storefront.
Yeah.
And such a great business.
It's like, how are you going to grow something whenever you don't involve like the people that need you, that you need to grow it with.
Correct.
Yeah.
I agree.
Makes it impossible.
So we set a daily dose, you know, market abilities. That's why this podcast was born, is to truly help entrepreneurs, businesses, people with an idea.
Yeah.
You know, how do I springboard? How do I get started? What are some of the services that, you know, are offered out there, and what do I need?
Yeah.
And it's tough to stay in that vein, which we've done now for more than 200 episodes.
Yeah. Well, and it's also a good place for an entrepreneur or a business where they've started and they've been going for a little bit, but they're just stuck.
Yeah.
They've been making the same amount every month, mm-hmm. or they'll have one good month and then all of a sudden they'll go backwards for 2 months. And then it's like they can never really reach the milestone that they want to reach.
That's right.
Which I think is where a lot of businesses are. They're in this like weird gray area where they stopped growing.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the excitement from starting a business stopped and you don't know where to go after that.
Right.
And that's why marketing is so useful, because it shows you that you can just keep growing mm-hmm. as far as you want, really. Mm-hmm.
So see, we were going to take you to marketing school. Now we're going to take you to the growth show. We just found out this past month, actually, you know, you know you're performing, you know the content is good, it's on point, people are interacting with it, people are coming to your website, and then all of a sudden it's not converting, and maybe you don't even realize that.
Yeah, it's like, this is what I was trying to think of earlier.
The one word,
so,
not pitfall.
You know, whenever you are going to go use the hose and you hook it up to the spout on the outside mm-hmm. of your house, and then you turn it on and no water is coming out
Ooh.
At the end of the hose. And so now you have to go back through the hose and find where the kink is
yes.
so that you can actually get the flow that you need.
The kink and the flow, and let's just hope it's not like pierced. And then there's all sorts of problems like down there.
Well, there's some patching you can do. you can always buy a new hose.
Duct tape?
Yeah.
We say no to the duct tape. We say a new hose. Like maybe you need to go get some help.
Sometimes all you can afford is duct tape.
Oh man. But it is so true, you know, and that's the really bad part, is when you're investing into your business, you've hired a team, you have somebody there to help you, and you know you're doing everything right. And you're like, well, why, like you said, why are we stagnant?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's like, why is it not converting?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, man, we're getting the likes and we're getting people telling us that we're doing an awesome job.
Mm-hmm.
And like from all the social media, we're getting the people getting to our website, we're getting the phone calls, but we're not actually converting them as customers.
Right.
And if you don't have the revenue, you don't have a business.
That's right.
So you have to figure out where the kink is.
Yeah.
And in this case, for one of our clients, it was their website.
It was the website.
Their website was a disaster.
It was bad.
Yeah.
It was good at one point, but you know, that's the thing, man. We just had to do it at Growing Media Marketing. After a long, 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 long time, you just have to simplify. You got to go out. It's not an entirely new look, but it's refreshed.
Yeah.
People know that you're investing back into your business and that you're meeting their need, because they've listened to you, the customer, and they're giving you, look at it, look at the website, like everything you've asked for, there it is. You know, they're working towards that for you.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. And if you don't have, nowadays, if you don't have a website that's built to, take that person to the next step immediately so that they can keep going with you, they're going to click off. As we saw with the website, is they're clicking off within 3 seconds.
They were.
Because it wasn't very clear on where they needed to go to find the thing that they needed to find. So they were gone.
Right, right. All right. So now we're going to be the strategy hero. So what we recommend and what we do for you, you like how I've done that
there?
Yeah,
this is really good.
Yeah. You can, and it takes, it involves some work and it involves some knowledge of the inner workings of media and marketing. But this is where you have the skill set to go in, and it's not just posting consistently. It's not just being, you know, inundated with content creation and stuff. It's like, okay, well, you know, here's what we're doing well. Here's what we need to improve upon. Oh, we see here that, you know, maybe our score in belief, like people need to hear from other people, you know, that we've done well for them and such. So now that becomes a strategy where, rather than being funny all the time and just posting little, you know, snippets of yourself, you need some testimonials.
Always.
You know, and it's understanding the call, seeing what people are asking of you, and then meeting that.
Yeah.
You know, and 100%. That's a strategy.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. It's, and going back to the hose metaphor,
scenario
is like, sometimes there is water coming out of the hose, but it's not the full flow, right?
That's
there's
right.
like a small kink. And that's when it comes back to looking at your analytics and looking at, okay, like this, these things are working and we're getting customers from these things, but these things are not working. And maybe you just need to cut those out and replace them with stuff that is working.
Boy, now you're getting crazy, right? Like I think they have you cut the hose and then there's like an adapter and you can go in there and tighten it down. And, or do you just buy a new hose? I don't know. That's the long lingering question.
Well, I think there's always the option to go to the ocean. So.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. But you know, that's what it comes down to is whether you're kicking and screaming into the new social world and marketing and being present on social media, which we've had a ton of clients in 14 years. Well, not that long ago, because I don't know that it was in, how long has it been around? Like social.
Oh, social?
We've managed social,
Probably a decade.
Yeah, about a decade.
Yeah.
But, I mean, people just go kicking and screaming. They're like, we don't like this stuff. We don't want to be part of it. But I can tell you, in a big meeting the other day, several people around the table, we were looking at websites, and this particular person outside of our business says, well, wait a second, they don't really have a social presence. There is no link to a Facebook or an Instagram. It's almost needed today. Like it's a requirement, I think.
Well, and it's like, I totally get not wanting to deal with it.
100%.
Even with it, just we're being transparent on the podcast. Even sometimes I don't want to deal with my own social stuff.
Right.
But you have to do it. And what's great is you don't always have to be the one doing it.
That's right.
You can hire a team like Growing Media and we'll take care of 95% of it, where it's like the only thing that you need to do is maybe keep up with comments and messages that come in,
right?
Where only you can be the one answering. The owner or the people working there can only be the ones answering those particular questions that actually come in.
That's right.
But otherwise, we'll take care of everything else.
Yeah.
And so your stress level goes down and then your revenue goes up.
That's right. And I tell you, we're always digging deeper to find out, okay, what's coming next? How do we adapt? That sort of thing. Listen, just this week, AI-driven phone services, you train them. Like you have to spend a month training this thing to answer the phone, to sound like you, to have the answers to the questions. I just don't know, man. I don't know if I'm ready for that yet, but that is a real need for people. Like, you know, some people have shared with me, hey, it's a problem. We don't have the manpower, but we need that part, you know, that person just manning the phone constantly.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I actually did a podcast recently on getting customers to call you.
Yeah.
To where you don't have to do as many cold calling, like, because I think it's a big deal because cold calling is exhausting.
It is exhausting.
We don't have people like Wyatt all the time that can just pick up the phone and call anybody and just talk to anybody.
He's warm about the cold call now. He's not doing it enough. I hopefully he's watching this. Not doing it nearly enough.
Well, but still, either way, the fact that we even just dove right in and started doing it was crazy. But yeah, I mean, you have to have someone who's going to answer the phone and be capable and of answering all the questions questions that come in, because there's going to be a lot of customers, depending on the type of service you provide. If it's a pretty expensive service, you better be ready to answer a bunch of questions.
That's right.
Or you may be able to, you know, better be able to redirect them to a page on your website that has all these Q&A questions where they can find the question that they were going to ask and have it pre-answered before you jump on the call.
Right.
Yeah.
And I guess that's the FAQs or frequently asked questions. But people, listen, they don't want to spend time there anymore. They don't want to read. They want you to tell them. And we do represent one particular business, and maybe this will help other business owners out there. When you call a business, if you do not get a person, say you get the opportunity to leave a message, leave as much information as you can. This particular service provider said, you know, the problem is we're getting a ton of phone calls and phone numbers, but they offer free estimates for their services, right? Yeah. But they can't give you an estimate unless they know where you live, unless they know your address, not to come in the home, but maybe it's an outside service. Remember to leave that information so you're not forgotten, because if they don't get around to calling you back, they may still perform that estimate and making that connection for yourself and the business.
Right.
So I don't know. It just things that come across our desk on a daily basis, and we like to maybe bridge that gap and offer some solutions. And in this particular instance, it's like you can't know enough, you can't give enough information, and you can't dive deep enough into your strategy and what you're currently doing to determine if it works or if you have to buy a new hose.
Yeah. That was good. That was good. I don't have much to say after that. That was good.
All right, guys. Listen, how often, I know we're in excess of the 200 episodes now.
Yeah.
We're like every day, every other day. How often do we?
Pretty much every other day on social media.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
But then, so we're at least 4 days a week, at least.
Yeah. And some of those topics come to us from our existing clients. But if you guys have something you want us to talk about or discuss or, you know, we're not making this stuff up. We're seeing it happen every day in real life situations. And this is like a free service, man. You know, use it.
Yeah.
Marketabilities Podcast. Find it.
We're right here.
Right here. right here.
But yeah, it just goes to say that with the daily, you know, marketing knowledge is like, that's why you guys should follow us on social media, is because you guys are going to see, it's going to pop up. It's going to remind you, oh yeah, I need to be thinking about marketing. Cause it's often with business owners, us included, is we get so focused on our problems that we forget about being focused on the solutions, which a solution to getting more business is marketing every single time.
Let's go. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in, for listening. You don't even listen. Do you listen? You don't listen on the airwaves anymore. It's like streaming.
Yeah.
Streaming.
Yeah. Just ones and zeros.
So big. All right, guys. Next time. See ya.
See ya.